mad at my drainage ditch, and I just didn't get bit. So the city was fishing that, you believe it?
In front of your house, you're casting in the ditch, and you didn't catch a single redfish out of the ditch.
I didn't catch a single green redfish out of my drainage ditch. It's thinking, oh crap, man, I don't know where we're at.
Did you get out yesterday?
Yeah, I did okay yesterday. It was okay, funny. You know, I did really well in the smoke yesterday afternoon. I did real good. I got a 20-pounder. Two other fish over 10.
What section of the harbor are you in? East side, west side, Pine Island Sound?
I was on the west side yesterday. I fished the west side almost. All my guys were out of boat yesterday, so I fished the west side. I never left Smith's, you know, Widen's Creek and all that. I stayed back over on that side. You know, there's not a bazillion fish over there, but the ones that are over there are big.
What kind of fish are you using?
Buddies. I saw a pelican dive out in the middle. Actually, two pelicans dive out in the middle. In between trips. You know what I mean? And wind up getting about, I don't know, something like 300 pieces, somewhere like
that. Well, that's...
We'll have to chum them a little bit. They say nice medium-sized ones, you know, like 4 or 5 inches.
Right. So, you got a 20-pound snook? 20-pound snook?
Yeah, here, hold on, Frank.
Okay.
We're doing phone jacking it. So, it was okay. I mean, we caught, my morning trip, I pulled up in my... The day before, I found a school of redfish, right? Right in the very end, pulled up there, I jacked them. I caught like 15 of them. I was like, sweet! I got there the next day. Hey, a damn redfish there, but it's a little big trout. I was like, whatever, it'll work.
So your redfish hole was loaded with trout, and then your second trip yesterday, you went snook fishing.
Yeah, that was it. That's what they
heard. So how was the water? Nice out yesterday?
It was okay. It was foggy as crap. I wore a rain suit most of the day. Not so much to keep water out, but me just to stay warm. I wore my boots. It was super foggy. You couldn't wear your glasses. Don't put it that way. You couldn't wear sunglasses.
The too much moisture in the air.
Yeah, it was literally like foggy, foggy. You could see, but maybe 200 feet, 300 feet. So. That's what it was.
Like fishing inside a cloud.
Yeah, exactly. It's like fishing inside a cloud.
Was there a lot of people out yesterday?
No. No, it wasn't that crowded at all.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people out. There always is. But, I mean, it wasn't bad or anything. You know? It wasn't like haired up with people. You could fish.
Oh, cool. So, anyway, sounds like you had a great day. I mean,
I can't complain. Last 2 days have been good. I last this whole week, I've been there this whole week. So, all different stuff too, and all in different areas. So, I think it's going to let loose here in a little bit, right? It's really going to let loose.
Well, so, I don't know how much more loose you want it to get. Jeez. Triple on cobia the other day, 20-pound snook on another trip. I think that's pretty much as good as you got to get.
Yeah, not bad, but I can't, like I said, I can't complain. I have zero complaints about my fishing this week. So.
Yeah, and I think that what you've been waiting for is here. What's your opinion on this front? What's it going to do?
Nothing.
You don't think it's going to affect anything?
It's going to keep me from fishing today because it's raining. Besides that, I don't think it's going to do anything. Water temperature is supposed to get in the 80s, especially like 78 tomorrow, or 75 I think tomorrow, then come Saturday it's supposed to get the 80s, you know, from the weekend, so, and it's supposed to be in the 80s all next week, so next week is when everything's going to let loose. That's when everything's just going to, it's going to explode for our annual springtime flurry, so just in the last week. In the last 2 weeks, Frank, our fish population for reds and trout, you know, big keeper trout, all that, what I have seen has, like, tripled.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, from what I was seeing, 2 weeks ago to now, I'm seeing a lot more big trout, a lot more redfish, Frank, I've got that school that I said that I bumped into, and I caught like 15 of them. Nope. It was in a spot I've never, ever seen a redfish, caught a redfish, anything. I've never hooked a redfish there, ever.
I can tell you.
And I just happened to be driving by, and I looked down, and the whole, it was a school, like 100 fish. And the whole, not big fish, they're all 24 inches, but I didn't, that's perfect for what I was doing. Anyway, they all just, they went right over the top of a grass patch where I could see real good, despite it being kind of overcast. And I spun around, and they didn't leave that grass patch, they were just right there. So, you know, and I haven't, and that, was it that? Yeah, earlier that morning I saw a school that I had, not a school, but a group, you know what I mean, like scattered fish.
Right.
That I hadn't seen the week before. So, I mean, I'm starting to see a lot more fish here and there, so it's very cool.
Yeah, same experience. I saw redfish where I've never seen them before, ever. And
yeah,
and
I have seen a few. Exactly. You know, and so, like I said, every year it gets, you know what I mean? Every spring something happens.
Well,
we should start to see our, because the water temperature is almost 70 degrees already.
Now, here's one of the things, too. I mean, you're catching all these amazing fish. Do you have any time open in the next week or two?
I don't have anything in the next week or two.
You're booked up solid, huh?
Yeah, I'm booked up solid. My next opening's, I think, like the afternoon of the 21st, which is a Saturday. Oh, I think I have the afternoon open. So I'm not even positive about that about my truck. So well, I think I have two Saturday afternoons, the 21st and the 28th.
So
I think all I have for March, and then April, I think I'm solid the first week, and I think I have like one opening the second week of April. So I'm doing good. I can't complain. Harvest season's looking good too.
So if you're thinking about getting out in the water here in the, you know, or coming down to Florida, and you want to get out with Danny, call him as soon as possible, because it's obviously very hard to get on. You know, you got to get on the list there, so when he does get an opening, he can let you know. And click his picture right next to this radio show, and that'll put you in touch with Danny. And I'm thinking this is going to be a good tarpon year. We've got tarpon feeding at night up around the bridges. We've got fish in the canals loaded up. It's, I mean, the hammer's cocked. It's just waiting on that water temp to hit just the right phase, and it's going to explode.
I agree, Frank. You know, we had that that crazy run of we had a lot, and I mean a lot of tarpon here in the fall. I mean a bunch. And I think a lot of them stayed. I think we have a lot of resident fish that hung out this year. I really do. I think we have a lot of resident fish. They were catching them in December. In December, when the weather was still so warm.
Yep.
Charlie Coleman caught a couple out by the pass.
Now, here's a question for you. The glass minnows, threadfins, whitebait, greenbacks, and stuff like that, you think we're going to see the numbers this year? You think they're going to come back?
Yes, we'll be fine. Okay. There's more glass minnows. Oh, is it Monday? Monday was the day there was slick cold, right?
Right.
The day I caught the cobia was Monday. Yeah, Monday. Monday, I went out and tried to get bait out the middle of the harbor. Frank, there are acres and acres and acres and acres of glass minnows. Literally, the way they black out your depth finder like 5 feet off the bottom.
The time when you acres keep your... You keep your quarter-inch mesh in the hold. Do not take the quarter-inch mesh out, because you'll ruin it. You never lift it up.
You do not want to throw that out. You do not want to throw a quarter-inch mesh on there.
No.
I was impressed, because it was so slick cold, I could see it flicking everywhere. And I'm like, oh, maybe there's some white bait, you know, underneath them or with them. And it was just solid glassers. solid glossers.
You know,
and then, like I said, yesterday, I got them out that wad of head pins. I mean, I already threw twice. I saw I got 3,500 times. I threw two times. And had plenty of beautiful bread pins. And,
are you throwing a 3/8?
I was getting a little bit of white bait. So I think we're going to be okay.
Are you throwing 3/8 smash, or what are you throwing right now?
Yeah, I'm throwing 3/8 smash. Matter of fact, I need to get you a
muscle,
so
I'll
be in there.
Yeah, I've
ended this one a little bit too much. She's getting a little ragged.
I'm going to have you try a different one. I got a line of nets, and I'm kind of interested to see if they're any good. I'm going to get you to try one of those and see how they are.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's at Phytech. I got one of the upper level Phytech nets in, and I want to see if they're any good or not, because I can't, you know, they ask me and I say I have no idea, I haven't thrown them. I bought them because cast nets are getting harder and harder to get, and
no, it's not the cast nets are getting harder and harder to get. A good cast net is getting harder and harder to get.
But that's what I'm saying. Finding something that really works and will last and do a good job is really getting tough. And
it is. And you get what you pay for. I'm telling you that much right now.
Well, I can. Yeah. If you're listening to this, yes, Danny's 100% right. But if you've never thrown a net, don't buy one of the ones we're talking about. You'll get hurt. You're never going to throw it. It's going to be a nightmare. I've got some. Once. We'll sell you a starter net. Once you get good with that, then spend some money and get a really good net. But I got a great starter net around $60-$70 that's where you want to start. Don't let somebody talk you into that $200-$300 cast net on your first.
I 100% agree. Yeah. There's no point in.
I run into it all the time.
Crazy expensive cast net until you learn how to use it. And even after that, getting a nice, like, cracker one of the $130-$150 nets.
Yeah, I've got good cracker nets.
Those are great nets for using. Yeah, those are great nets for using every once in a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like the cracker nets. In fact, next year I'm planning on inviting Cracker to the tent sale to see how they do. Because I really like the guy and I like their nets. The only reason I'm going to have you throw that other one is just so I can find out if it's good.
Yeah, get an opinion. Because if it's a piece of crap, I'll trash it really quick.
Yep. That's,
coming up on bait season. If they're not a good net, I mean, they fall apart 3 weeks or more. They'll start to show wear.
We know how the cracker is. We know what the bait buster's like. We know what the Bet Super Pro is. This is an unknown factor. So we want to.
Is it a new net from Playtech? Or is it?
I don't know. I used to carry him a long time ago. I just started carrying him again. So I'm going to get you to throw it and tell me, you know, if it's worth keeping the stock in or if I should just let him go.
Yeah, I'll just let him go. Gotcha. It's important.
So that's what we're going to find out. But we'll keep you guys posted on what happens with Danny and the net trials. But, you know, the cracker net's fine. The Calusas and all that, they're good nets, but it's a very well-known entity. We know what that one's going to do. We know it's going to perform. We know how, you know, that's
a good
net.
And
like I say, next year we're planning on opening up into the back parking lot of the store, and so I'm going to make a place for him to come and demo his cast nets. I'm going to mark out a place for him to be able to sit there and do that. I've been kind of going back and forth between him and Betts, but I think because he's local Florida guy, I think I'm going to probably go with him. I throw the Super Pro. I've been throwing that Super Pro for so many years, that Bet Super Pro, that's the net I've been throwing. I just, you know, the only reason I'm kind of hem-hawing back and forth is because I've been throwing that Bets for about 30 years now.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a Calusa and a Black Pearl guy.
Well, Black Pearl doesn't exist, so, you know.
I think he's back. I've got to call him. I don't know what's going on.
I don't care at this point. You know,
I know.
After a couple of years, you know, you're back fine. Bring me some nets if you're not, you know.
Yeah, I can understand that. So.
You know, I understand his frustration. I spent a few $1,000s over the last couple of years trying to buy cast nets because getting a good cast net's almost impossible. And
because
I got one guy who. he sold me a great net. I mean, it throws, it works, but it's so poofy that you can't even get it in the hold of the boat.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's absolutely right. He redesigned the net. It's got a different cut to it. Works, it lays out, it throws great, but you have to have a separate boat to carry that 10-foot net. You need a dinghy to bring it back and forth with you.
Well, that was a problem. He couldn't find a factory to make him a net. He's so, I don't know if you know Sean. Sean's very picky.
He thinks
if he's going to sell a net for $300, you know what I mean, or $250, that it ought to be right.
And I have the exact same
problem. Could not find a factory to. He finally found one, from what I understand.
Yeah, and I paid for samples from three or four different companies, and the problem that I had was consistency. They had one of them was perfect, and then the other one would be messed up, and I'd call them back and said, listen, you know, you need to show me that you can make all the nets the same way, you know. And
Exactly the same.
They never came the same. One was great, the next one was weird, and so I understand why he's having a hard time. I get it. There's just no way to get consistency out of anybody. So, but going back to the bait, so you're thinking that this year's going to be pretty good.
I don't think it's going to be like last year. I think we're going to have plenty.
Good.
I think so. I think it'll be plenty of white bait, plenty of red fins. I think it'll be a good year.
All right, well, I'm going to let you get going. I've got some appointments that I've got. TFO's coming, the Gary Loomis companies, they're coming today and finalizing what Gary's going to do here at the tent sale. And, like I said, this is the first one that's trying to kill me. Yeah, so it's going to be a big one. But Gary's all excited about coming down and seeing everybody down here in South Florida again. And, going to get a great deal on the TFOs. I know he's bringing a whole bundle of really nice, but he's got a great deal on them, very inexpensive nets or rods that you can get Gary to sign, and they've got great handles for his signature and the whole bit, and it's an absolutely amazing deal. So, you know, if you're interested in getting collectible fishing pole, that's going to be the day to do it. And you're going to be helping us set up, and if you get time, you're going to be there at the tent sale for a while, hopefully.
Yeah, if the weather's icky, which we hope that the weather's not, I can be there, for the tent sale. Like I said, I'll be there Friday night, helping you set up for a little while.
Yeah, it's growing to be a monster. It's a lot of fun. It's an amazing amount of fun, but it is trying to kill me. So today's my day off. I'm in here talking to you and meeting with the guys from TFO. So anyway, thank you very much. It's Captain Danny Latham on the line with us, and fishing's getting better. I mean, really getting better, guys. And if you want to get down, click the picture next to this. Click Danny's picture. Go to his website. Give him a call and get yourself booked out. It's an amazing time to be in Florida. See you later, Danny.
All right, buddy. See you, Brady.